Wow, did that happen for you as well, or just me?
Why?
Like the intro played and then kind of stopped playing and then played again.
No, it was fine for me.
Some ghostly activity happening here. Good evening, one and all. I don't think we're live on Facebook for God knows whatever reason. It seems to be the night for it tonight. We were scheduled to have the man himself, like we know him already, Dr. Christopher Macklin, but due to scheduling issues, that won't be tonight. But I'm trying to figure out why we're not live on Facebook. So instead, a last minute change up, we are going to just chat about films we've seen and get some proper movie banter on the go. This is the reason the Jibber Jabber podcast is called the Jibber Jabber podcast. It's because we jibber and we jabber. So without further ado, J Mac, what you been watching recently?
Like I told you before the show,
Nothing at all.
like
Nothing at
not
all.
this is I've had a very dry week or two when it comes to actually watching new films, but I think one of the main reasons is because there's really no a lot going on now in the world of films. The Oscars are done, so any of the good films that they were trying to get in before that are done. I think the cinema at the minute to me seems pretty poor. I do really want to see Madam Web though, because I know that
Really?
it's supposed to be awful, and I'm just tempted to see how bad it actually is.
That makes you want to see something
Yeah,
like
when it's getting so badly reviewed, you're like, how bad can this be? Is it so bad that it's funny, or is it just crap? Because we've obviously experienced both sides of that coin. Some films are so terrible that they're actually like low key, if not high key, amazing. And you've got some films that you're just like, wow, how did this get made?
No, I know. And the cool thing is, some of those films also win Oscars for political reasons, right?
Not at all. What are you talking about, Kevin? Oh, I can't believe you'd accuse the Academy of such shenanigans.
Yeah, where's the podcast Oscars, the Poskers? And
The
why are we not invited? Right?
Poskers. I don't know. I know that there are podcast awards, but it tends to be
No
Simon
us.
Mayo and Mark Kermode that win it all the time. They
Was
seem to
that
be
right?
the Ant and Dec's Saturday night takeaway of the podcast world.
I don't think they're that exciting, though, are they?
I love them. I have to say,
Like, that's exactly my point. You
walked
love
into that
golf and
one.
snooker. You know what I mean? That's exactly. I suppose you're their target audience, right?
I'm definitely their target audience. I mean, sometimes I'm a bit of a born bugger. That's very true. But no, I like listening to their witterings. You should listen to it, man. It's good.
I have, and I found that it mainly is all negative from the ones I've listened to.
It
Maybe it's just the
depends.
negative
I
ones.
think I do find that sometimes they can be quite politically motivated as well. Like they hated Sense of Freedom.
Sense of freedom, sound of freedom.
Sound of Freedom, sorry. Sense of Freedom was a different film. It's still a film though,
Hate that
in my defense.
enough.
The Sense of Freedom was a film about the gangster Jimmy Boyle in Glasgow. I think it was made in 1980, starring the one and only David Heyman. Classy film, by the way.
David Heyman, phenomenal.
Do you know who else is in it? Pete the Jakey. Aye, he is. He
I
wasn't
get
even in that though.
True that, true that. We have a couple comments here. The 14 digital shaman. Hello, hello. ORD. Hi, ORD. Nice to have you in here in the podcast. We are live tonight on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and TikTok. We're back on TikTok after our wee short stint in the joint. Don't know. Hi guys, how are you two tonight? We're great. Matthewman says, "Ahoy, gents! Happy Saturday. Where's the UFO dude?" I know you've all tuned in tonight to watch a UFO dude. Unfortunately,
He was abducted. It was a scheduling issue.
and he'd basically cancelled, and we didn't know until like 10 minutes ago. And as I'm hitting go live, I'm like, right, we'll just wing it. We'll wing it. We'll talk about the Oscars. So we're going to talk about the Oscars, a bit of movie banter. Everybody that's tuned in tonight, thank you for doing so. We promise we will bring you the UFO dude very soon, because we were looking forward to talking to him. And I think he was looking forward to talking to us. So please stick with us if you want to tonight, and we'll chat about movies. You tell us what you've been watching. We're going to go through the Oscar list, yay or nay. Chat about it, see what's what, and if it's something, if you guys enjoy it, then that's fine. J-Mac, what did you hear about the Oscars?
I heard that Oppenheimer was the kind of runaway success at this year's Oscars. I don't think there's been any real surprises there. Barbie as well. Did that ended up only winning one, I think?
I think it was Ken that got the... Ryan Gosling. And there was a big hoo-ha about it, wasn't there?
It was best original song, I think it won. And I don't know what the hoo-ha was though. Please inform me.
Well, if I'm correct, the hoo-ha was, I don't think it was from the actual cast, because I think they all love Ken, but I think it was, you know, we females are trying to tell our story and a man wins the Oscar. Typical Hollywood.
It was from a film that was led by and directed by a woman. Women. So, shut thine holes.
Shut thine holes. And by the way, the song's actually quite banging.
I've still never seen the film. I can't, I've been so tempted to watch Barbie because I've heard a lot of good stuff about it, right? But the other half of me goes, I cannot, as a 40-year-old, nearly 40-year-old man, sit down and put on a film called Barbie. It doesn't work in my DNA. Like, to a molecular level, I cannot bring myself to actually sit down and watch it. I don't know why that is.
Well, my wife was like, we need to go see it. And my girls were like, we need to go see it. So I was taken on. By the way, I didn't hate it, but there's a lot of man bashing in it. What's not now in 2024, right? There's a lot of man bashing in it, but there's a lot of good, like, I look at my children, my daughters. When they watch it, there's enough for them to take from it to inspire them. So good. And by the way, a lot of the music was written by Mark Ronson. So it's not terrible. And Carl Barat, I believe so, you know, from the Libertines.
I've heard of the Libertines. Who's the first guy you mentioned?
Mark Ronson.
Who's he?
He's like one of the greatest producers of our generation, so they say. You remember when the Zootons had Valerie and then Mark Ronson took it and turned it into what Amy Winehouse
created. Right, okay.
That's the reason for that. So you know about 20 to 30 songs that Mark Ronson has created. You just don't know it was him that made it, which is pretty cool. Ross Gunnan says, evening, guys. Evening, Ross. Hope all is well, as we're talking about music here as well. So Mark Ronson, he's done... do you know this? Get Him to the Greek? You know how Russell Brand and... not just that, but also the first one, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. The music from that Russell sings, you know, we got the clap. That's Mark Ronson and Carl Barat. So great. I mean, there's a great documentary on Mark Ronson. You need to actually check it out. So the fact that that got an Oscar does not surprise me. This was what, the 97th, 96th Academy Awards. And let's just put this out here first. How are you feeling about the Oscars in general after the whole slapgate?
I used to sit and watch the Oscars. Like, the Oscars was like my World Cup final. You know, that's how I used to approach it. I had Sky Movies. Sky Movies always broadcast it live. So if I had to, I would take a day off work the next day so that I could sit up and watch the Oscars. I haven't done that now for 3 or 4 years, maybe even more. Because like everything else, in that time frame, everything's become too politicized, and it just starts doing my head in a wee bit. You can't politicize art, in my opinion.
You can, and that's when it goes suck ass.
Yeah. So it's a shame because it was one of my favorite things, and I feel like it's been taken away from me by the, not even by the powers that be, by the half a percentage of morons that just want to kick up shit about nothing.
I know. It used to be, you know, Banksy, where's my Oscar? Here it is, right? thanks, this means a lot to me. We worked so hard. Everybody put their might into it. You know, this guy's got a big future. This girl done so great. It's been an absolute pleasure to make this film for you. And here's to many more. Why? Now it's this. We need to do better, folks. The world is melting and we all are responsible, says the people that fly about in private jets and do not have a fucking inkling of an understanding of what it is to live like a normal, regular human being.
Yeah.
It's actually so arse backwards and so it's hypocritical. It's so arse backwards and you can see through it. Like, you're not a great person for standing up there and saying that shit. You're actually a fucking moron.
I loved it when, obviously, years ago when Gervais just called them out of the Golden Globes. So even watching it now, you're like, it holds even more water now than it did when he said it back then. But it was so good, man. It's like, don't use this stage as a platform for your own political agendas. You've got no idea what it's like to be a real person. So just come up here, thank your agent, thank your God, and fuck off.
It's like,
it gives me wee tickles.
Was it Apple rotted the streaming service? With a movie that's all about doing the right thing, made from a company that runs sweatshops in China. So good, man. So good. No.
Yeah.
So Bob says, got to keep the fear up. People would have something to say if they weren't scared all the time.
Yeah.
Right. So who won what? Right. Let's have a wee look here. Right. Best sound, The Zone of Interest. No, seen it.
The Zone of Interest.
Oh, of
I believe. If you give me a second, I think I know of it because of listening to Kermode and Neil.
Oh my god!
Zone of Interest is it's basically about one of the commandants of Auschwitz that lived basically right next door to it, and it's kind of about like his normal family life, living in a house with just a wall separating it from the atrocities that he's committing in this camp, to just being like a normal guy at home. It sounds interesting, but a lot of it's filmed, I think, apparently in like a Big Brother style. Like, it's no a traditional film as such for a lot of it. I could be wrong. I'm just regurgitating my memories of what was said about it. I think it is one that I'm going to watch.
Of course it is.
It sounds like one that you probably should see. One of these ones you've almost got a duty to watch.
Here's a question for you, J-Mac, all right? If you were invited to the Oscars, right, and you're a director, a writer, so you wrote it, you directed the film, and you're also in the film, right? And you win an Oscar. What's the category you're like, oh, I won an Oscar, but it's that category that nobody is like, oh, does it really count as an Oscar?
That's a tough one.
Like, here's an Oscar for the best focus puller. Yes! I just want to say to everybody that, you know, if it wasn't for me being able to sit there with a wee focus puller and pulling the focus, like, the whole film would not have been in focus. And I just
thanks for narrowing down the job role. If it wasn't for me as a focus puller being able to sit there and pull focus,
the film wouldn't have been in focus. But I would just like you all to know, your focus should be on climate change. Usual, man. Usual. What do you think?
I'm just going to have a look, a quick look, see, to see if I can find out what all the categories are, so that I can just go why.
Well, I'll read them to you here. Okay, so we got best sound. I think that's hell of important, if not under.
Yes, and we know how difficult sound is. Aye.
Phenomenally difficult, right? Best documentary, which I think is a phenomenal category. Best documentary feature, which, right? We've got best animated short film.
Yep.
Why were we knowing that? Oh, we never animated ours.
That's a very good point, man. We're kind of missing a key element on that one.
True story. Best film editing, which is a great one because it's an art itself. Best makeup and hairstyling, correct. Best production design, best costume design, best live action short film. Best adapted screenplay, best visual effects, best cinematography, best original screenplay, best original score. Wait a minute. I know why Oppenheimer won best original screenplay. Well, best original. Ah, oh, no, they got the score. Ah, oh, my joke. Well, I know why Anatomy.
Oh, my joke.
I know why Anatomy of a Fall won the best original screenplay, because it probably was the only original screenplay this year.
Mm, what makes you say that?
Everything's remade, rebooted.
Nah.
Barbie. It is, come
Barbie
on.
Was original.
Oh, we're going to go for Barbie and Oppenheimer, like the only two things.
Barbie and Oppenheimer.
The original, I don't know.
Zone of Interest, Hi. Original. There's hello. I think you're wrong in that statement there. I think there was a lot of original works this year.
More than there was an original.
Yeah, I don't think there was any remakes that were nominated for an Oscar.
It doesn't matter if it was nominated for an Oscar. That's my point. That's probably they probably picked the only stuff that was original for the Oscars, because everything else was a remake. That's why it's like the majority of the same films.
It's maybe one of the rules.
I think so. That's that begun know. Then. Imagine you make you remake a film better than the original, and you kind of get an Oscar for it. That's a bit out of order.
I don't know. Maybe if I'd had more than 3 minutes to prepare, I could have actually looked at it a wee bit more.
Same. Well, for anyone not understanding why we may be a little lapsy-daisy tonight, this show does take a little bit of extensive... it does take a little bit of extensive... What's the word I'm looking for, G-Mac? Preparation.
Well, the thing is, normally it does, and we had none of it tonight. Well, we had a lot of it, but it just didn't come to fruition because... of scheduling problems.
Yeah. How much of a wank was what's his face? Was Jimmy Kimmel?
For what? For his presenting.
Hi. Terrible.
I can't watch these people anymore, man.
Who stands up right at the Oscars to someone like Robert Downey Jr., who is now at this point receiving an Oscar? Not only that, but like, he's kind of cast in the shadow of Iron Man. He's there with his family at what's supposed to be prestigious to him, and Jimmy Kimmel's taking the piss.
I heard that he kind of dove into his dodgy background a little bit for laughs. And to be honest, if anybody laughed at it, they're just as bad.
They didn't, to be honest, they didn't.
In fact, no, I do remember that. I remember when I was listening to a reporter talking about, they were like, "Guy, there was a few Jimmy Kimmel's jokes that kind of fell a little bit flat. One of them involving Robert Downey Jr. and his history. So that was obviously one of them." But she was like, "But all in all, he did a fine job. He did a great job."
He didn't. Like, if we're talking about somebody with a dodgy history, he done blackface. Right.
Can't he talk about that, though, because he's on the right side of the coin.
Aye, so he is. Unbelievable, eh? I would say that, like, it's where I sit now, really. I don't actually give a shit about Hollywood. I actually don't. It's so, like, even just from an outsider looking in, it's just so fake and so pretentious that I actually could not give a shit, right? I have no sympathy for anybody within it. But I do love performances, and I do love the work that people have done, and that is where I'll hold on to that. So, oh no, Robert Downey Jr. is dead. Oh, I mind, he was in some of these great films. Those were great films. That's it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not gonna buy into this. We should look to these Hollywood folks for inspiration.
There was one thing I did find pretty funny for the Oscars. Did you see what John Cena did?
I didn't understand that.
No,
at all. No.
He presented the award for costume design.
Naked.
While standing in the buff.
Aye.
I don't know, I thought that was pretty funny.
John Cena.
I like John Cena, though. I love John Cena. He does not take himself too seriously.
True. I love John Cena, but knowing John Cena from watching him from the start of his career, I watched it live when he walked out and slapped.
How could you even watch it?
What do you mean?
How could you even see him?
Well, assuming that was him that slapped Kurt Angle. Well, by the way, that was before then. So his debut, he had this wasn't him.
Excuse me.
So I could see him, motherfucker.
Excuse me for him being a grown man that doesn't even watch wrestling.
Well, I was young at the time. You would have been young as well.
I bet you I wasn't.
Grown men. Nah, probably not. Grown men watch wrestling. But John Cena at the point, from seeing him, it just doesn't make sense to me at all. Unless he was told to. But
that's one thing I watched. Ricky Stenicki.
Ricky Stenicki was phenomenal. Matthew Mann says, a movie winning an Oscar used to be a proper big deal. Don't think I've seen anything that won one this year. Only because Godzilla Minus One ain't out there yet, though. True that. True that. Godzilla. Gojira.
Gojira. That's one I need to see. Apparently, by the way, they have released it in black and white as well. I just creamed myself.
What did we watch recently that was in black and white?
Was it one of the short films? Itch?
Kind of mind, but I was like, oh no. G-Max going to go after. Oh, okay,
it was that shitty thing with Viggo Mortensen when it was good. Yeah. Like, it was good at the start and then it just went...
Right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I've sent you a video that does a very good rendition of what I thought of that film.
True. Halloween Kills dialogue, I mind that. it's a classic for me. It's a classic.
To answer your question, by the way, which one would I not be that arsed about winning? Like, if I was nominated for loads, and I think if I got one for costume design, I'd be like, because costume design only really matters if it's like a period piece where everything has to get specially made. But if you're making a film that's set now, it's like, right, we've got some cops, just nip down to Matalan, get some suits. And then
Matalan, never heard of it.
Aye.
Never heard of it.
Got some gang members, nip to Primark, get some of the cheap shirts, fucking cut them up a bit. And that's no costume design. That's just, I mean, anybody could do that. But if you're making proper bespoke period style costumes for scratch, like the people that do things like Downton Abbey and that, Poor Things was
they actually won it
mm-hmm. That was a happy coincidence. That I would say that kind of thing does deserve it, but
they got 3 Oscars. I heard that was just Frankenhooker remade.
I haven't finished it yet, but I will. I was quite enjoying it. And it is weird. It is strange. There's a lot of use of fisheye lens, which is really quite jarring at times. But Emma Stone's brilliant, and Mark Ruffalo is brilliant. Willem Dafoe he's Willem Dafoe. He's always brilliant.
That's true.
I just need to finish it because I think I was watching it when I was a bit too tired. But I will finish it. Plus, you get to see Emma Stone getting scuttled, which is awesome. Yeah. I like Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. She's alright. She's one of those actresses for me that I'm no sold on until I see her in something class.
I fell in love with her, I think, the first time I seen her.
What was that, Spider-Man?
No, Superbad.
Alright, aye, so it is, aye.
Superbad. I liked her voice. It's her voice that got me. Mm-hmm. That and her everything else. But I like her voice.
Well, she also, so Emma Stone won Best Actress for Poor Things.
Yeah, and she won that. I mean, she's essentially playing a woman child. Gradually, well, very quickly develops in many ways. And she does it very, very, very well. For what I've seen so far.
Best Actress. Big Killian Murphy won Best Actor for Big Oppenheimer.
Much deserved, by the way. Like, that boy can tell so many stories just using his eyes. It's ridiculous.
Like, he's a good
actor. The unspoken acting ability of Killian Murphy is phenomenal.
I mean, the Academy Awards this year was basically just Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and Touch of Barbie. That's it.
There.
Scooped up everything.
I think Poor Things was like a wee surprise towards the end, but everybody knew that Barbie and Oppenheimer were going to be big players. Obviously, Oppenheimer came out well on top of that. How many did it win?
1, 2, 3, 4, five, six, seven. Seven.
Did Chris Nolan get Best Director?
Chris Nolan got... Yep, Best Director.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, man. That guy is some filmmaker.
He is, he is. I particularly liked his Dark Knight trilogy. I know there's a lot of Batman fucking diehards out there going, Michael Keaton, you shall never say this to me! But I actually really liked the Christopher Nolan trilogy. It was a different take. It was refreshing. Yeah. It's been better. Nothing that's come out since has beaten it, in my own opinion. I know the Robert Pattinson one done really well. It was good. You got the Joker spin-off where Joaquin Phoenix played the Joker. And, like, cool, those are good and all, but nothing's had me excited like the way Christopher Nolan done it.
Yeah. And I mean, the Dark Knight especially was... Yeah. Even, I mean, that film is 16 years old now, and it still looks like it could have been made yesterday.
Yeah.
That's one of the joys of doing things practically, not using too much CGI, because CGI ages very, very, very badly. Mm. But when you spend real time and money on set pieces and stunts and actually doing them on set, that's the key to making a film really stand the test of time.
Yeah, it does. So, the Oscars were pants.
It's been a good show, mate. I'll see you next week.
I prefer to talk about things I watched. I watched last night with the kids for the first time in a long time, Ready Player One. Now, that happens to be my favourite book ever.
Yeah.
So I've done a lot of this. My wife's like, what? And I'm like, that character doesn't exist.
What is it? What is that, Kevin?
That doesn't happen in the book. The book's much better.
The thing is, right, this is a conversation that has to be had, though, because if you make a film or a TV show that's based on a book and you stick 100% to everything that's in the book, they're going to moan. It's like, oh, it's the same as a book.
No.
So, but then you know everything that's going to happen. That's so fine. There's no surprises.
Whereas, I knew 90% of it, and anything that could have been a surprise was a letdown. So I would have preferred the 100%. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's a big risk to take just to do everything verbatim as it is in the books.
I understand that. However, I wanted it verbatim, right? Because it was my book.
But they're trying to reach a new audience, not the folk that have already read the book.
Why?
I mean, it needs to appeal to a wider audience than just people that have read Ready Player One.
If they just went with what was in Ready Player One, they would have reached that audience. Trust me. It was so good.
Yeah, I thought it was
pish. They never made it better. The film may be pish. The book is phenomenal.
I think I would think the book's pish as well.
Probably. You probably would. You're probably better just getting one of those fucking how to do up your garden with lilies and all that shit.
I like black and white books, man.
Aye. Pretty much. So, yeah, it might not be for you. What is it that Lemmy used to say before he died? He says, if you think you're too old for rock and roll, then you probably are. Mattyman says, new crow looks shite. Well, can I just say, I put that on the trailer for the wife to see. Now, bear in mind, I've watched it with her. And she's like, have we watched it? I'm like, we have. She goes, it looks quite good. I would watch that. I'm like, aye. But you would love the original. Like, we've watched the original, not to remember. I think the new Crow would be cool if it wasn't a Crow film. Like, don't call it the Crow. Or call it the Crow something else. Do you know what I mean? I'm all right with that. They've done it with Edward Furlong and Boreanaz and all that. I was fine with extending the Crow.
Like, Boreanaz?
Hi, David Boreanaz.
What?
He's in one of the Crow films.
Is
he? He's a bad guy. He kills Edward Furlong. He's the bad guy.
Oh, that one. I thought it was better. It was better than the second one. The second one was City of Angels, I think it was called. That was pretty poor.
Mm-hmm. The Furlong one wasn't terrible. I find Furlong films are quite class. Even Pet Sematary 2. Right. Get this, though, right? So, The Crow. All they needed to do was make it The Crow and put something else to it. The Crow doesn't have to be always about Eric Draven. Could you not have The Crow do something in someone else's life like it did?
Well, I don't think it's about Eric Draven. I don't think that's the character's name in
this. His name's Eric Draven and she's called Shelley, so going to go with that. I think it is. I know she's definitely called she's definitely called Shelley. Let me just double check this. She's definitely called Shelley, and he's Eric Draven. So at 100% is Yaflamph.
Really?
Aye. Look at you. No, even take my word for it.
I thought I'd heard the names and they were different.
No, I heard it in the trailer. She says, he goes, Shelley.
Yeah. I mean, I think like what you're saying about the trailer, it does actually look like it could be an all right film. I just think that the
expectations.
It's a bit like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they released the image of what Sonic looked like, and everybody was like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And if he was CGI, they'd probably go back and redo it, but unfortunately they can't do that. When we were first talking about Bill Skarsgård doing this, I mean, there was talk that it was going to be, what's his name, Momoa. And I was thinking, like, I seen the kind of concept art of what that would look like, and I was like, that's pretty cool, like, but he's maybe a bit too big.
Uh-huh.
And then we heard it was Bill Skarsgård, then again seen the concept art, and he had the black hair hanging over his face with the crow makeup, and I was like, right, okay, okay, interesting. And then for some reason, he looks like an angry feminist. I don't understand the choice in the look. Yeah. But I think it looks like it could be all right.
It could be. They gave pretty much the full film away in the trailer.
Again, it doesn't really matter though, because we all kind of know the story. They'll probably change wee bits and bobs, but I think essentially it'll be the same thing. But I don't know. I hope we see some cameos for the original. It'd be cool to get some cameos in.
Well, I know one you'll know.
Aye, big Beely.
Big Beely. Aye. Who knows? I mean, he was in the End of the Crow, so he could be.
That's true. I mean, imagine being that guy that had to wear that mask.
His face.
That's...
I know. You can go back and watch our Crow episode in our archives. We've done a deep dive on the Crow. Here's what the new Crow looks like. I don't think it looks very good. But
my mum and dad don't understand me.
Why can't they call me they, them, they're human from them, theys? Instead of he.
Going to get us booted off everything.
So far we're still live on TikTok. But hey, we made it. We made it. We made it. For context, I thought, okay, we're able to go live on TikTok. Why shan't we? Went live on TikTok the other day with one of our archived videos just to do a wee test. Boom, we were banned straight away because our content was too harmful to humans.
Like, maybe that's what? Is that their polite way of just saying that your podcast's pish?
No, because I turn on other folks' fucking lives and they're sitting brushing their teeth, staring into the camera. Get to fuck. If content being pish was something to get you kicked off the platform, it would have less than half its what'd you call them? Profiles available. I'm telling you that right now. I think it's a shame with The Crow, because even if it's a great film now, the bar's been set and you're going uphill every way. So it's like, see Catwoman. Did you like Catwoman, the Halle Berry film, Catwoman? Everybody hates
it. Not at all.
Why?
Not at all. I seen it in the cinema when it came out. I was looking forward to it. And the best thing about it is her in her outfit. But the film itself is horrendous.
I thought it was class.
I'm starting to doubt you and I's friendship at this point, man. What's going on in your brain?
Right, time to break it down. What was wrong with it?
It was, I mean, bearing in mind, I've only seen it once because I thought it was pish, but by memory, I remember the special effects being pish, the fights being pish, the acting being pish, the plot being pish. And that pretty much covers the pish scale. And you're never going to change my mind on that. I could watch that again tonight and I would still hate it, maybe even more than I did back when I was a youngin, when that first came out.
Feel a wee deep dive coming on?
I fucking hope not. Didn't do that, mate. I've done Pokemon for you. I'm not doing fucking Catwoman.
Here, mate, do you not think we should do a wee thing on this and have a buzzer where one of us says a film shit and then someone presses the buzzer, and it means we've instantly, right, okay, I disagree, so we're now both going to have to go back and watch it. Kind of like what we've done with Terminator 3, where, wait a minute, if J-Mac really hates that film, right, I, Kevin, get to pull it a week here and go back and watch it, right? And then I might come to it with fresh eyes, because I'm thinking to myself, I remember watching Catwoman and going, oh, it's class. Now, and then since then, everybody said how terrible it was. So I'm now like, here, I'm probably going to have to go back and watch that and understand if it is shite or no. Because remember, we watched Neverending Story in the cinema, and Todd came up and was like, guys, that was fucking piss. And we're like, What?
The thing is, if you actually break the Neverending Story down, not a lot actually happens in it. It's got a big nostalgic factor to it. If you weren't brought up with it, like you wouldn't watch it now and go, that's amazing.
No.
Like I showed it to my mate Lee like years ago. He'd never seen it, and we watched it, and he was like, that's crap. He's like, nothing's actually happening.
Nothing's happening. Aye, there is.
Literally, the nothing is happening.
There used to be big, strong hands.
Aye, the Nighthawk, the little man in his racing snail. The nothing pulled him out of my head.
We set for a trail of the warrior, not a trail of the child.
I'm the only Atreyu of the plains people. But I'll be happy to go back and hunt the purple buffalo.
Wait, if you really are Atreyu.
I mean, well,
Angus, you must go alone, and you must not leave all your weapons behind. And he's just like, all right, cool. I'd be like, how?
How?
So what good is that going to do anybody? It's like, surely I've got a better chance of saving this realm if you let me take a bow and arrow.
Oh!
Mate, somebody should edit that in. How?
That's a bit out of order, isn't it?
Aye, I always thought it was a bit of a strange decision.
You must leave your weapons behind. Oh, okay.
He doesn't even question it, he's just like,
oh, that's a bit strange. A bit of the order when you think about it, eh? There are many films like that. Great.
I mean, watching that with somebody, like, I didn't know Samuel L. Jackson was in this. Like, it's not even nearly Samuel L. Jackson.
That big guy with the big hair.
No, a tree. Aye, the big guy with the fucking hair.
No, a tree. Oh, what the hell? The trail of the warrior.
The big guy with the bit in his head that looks like the edge of a toasty.
there was. See, back then, that's when they had some real great imaginative costume design, right? What films you watch now that are like that, like Dark Crystal, Labyrinth, it's missing, wouldn't you say?
I think they've died. Unfortunately, I think the appetite for it in the new generation just isn't there. They did, obviously, they did the Dark Crystal TV series for Netflix, but I don't think it really did very well. In all honesty, me as a huge fan of the Dark Crystal, I actually haven't watched it because I noticed that there's a lot of CGI in it, and that pissed me off. I was wanting puppets. I was wanting...
I want puppets!
Here's my expensive Muppets back.
Right, talk to him. Talk.
Aye, that's so. Again, I don't know how well it was received as an actress said to a bishop. But if I check, what was it called again? It was the Dark Crystal, and then it had a tagline.
You ain't woman enough to take my man?
The Age of Resistance, I think. Yeah, Age of Resistance. What did it get? Oh, man. Maybe it's no bad. 8.4, that's fucking good. Man, that's better than the Dark Crystal movie. So, damn. I don't know. Could be worth a revisit.
See, the Rings of Power, I didn't watch the Lord of the Rings thing because I thought, see all this dilution of the great, like, see all the... Prime are making a TV series, it's like, oh, this, I don't know. I don't know about this. Was it Peter Jackson? You know what I mean? So I've stayed away from stuff. I've even, like, even with the Star Wars stuff, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. But then when they had like 40 different series about 40 different things, I was like, oh, come on, man. You're diluting this to hell for me. You know?
Ah, it's just overkill eventually, isn't it? It's the same reason that I'm no arsed with superhero films anymore. Superhero film used to be a treat that you'd get every few years. Now it's, I've seen it a million times before on this podcast, but now it's a surprise when a film comes out that isn't a superhero film. It's just so tiresome getting the same shit regurgitated over and over and over and over again. And post-credit sequences aren't enough to make me go, that was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. What did everybody hate about Black Adam?
I don't know. Never seen it.
It was all right.
They're like, oh, The Rock. The Rock killed the DC universe.
Did he? I thought Black Adam was all right.
I mean, I've never seen Black Adam, but I have seen.
I've got a great idea for a Matthewman portrait.
Uh-huh, what's that?
It would be Blackadder, but it would be Mr. Bean dressed as Black Adam. Was it Forrest Whitaker?
That's Black Ian.
Black Ian.
Like he's like Heller's man. Why is it only me that can see this, man? Look, he's even Crabbit.
Nah, I don't see it. Maybe the shape of the heat, maybe.
Every time I see him at work, I'm like, all right, Ian, how you doing? He's like, shite, you. It's like the same response every time. Always Crabbit. Forest.
I always say living the dream. And my kids are now started doing this with me.
You always say that to everybody. How are you living the dream?
I'm like, because there's a lot to be happy in life about, kids.
Well, I'm like, oh, things are shit.
Fuck off. No, they're not. They're class.
Things are a wee bit of shit.
They can be shite, but life is truly what you make it. Take shite and make it into lemonade. Truck folk into drinking it.
Truck you a cold glass of shitinade.
Shitinade. I always feel that that's. I think if you tell yourself you're living the dream, then maybe you will be living the dream. No.
I think it helps to just have a positive attitude. It does make you feel better. Like I always start my day. Always start my day in a good mood. Like never go into work annoyed about something that hasn't happened yet. Just take the day as it comes. There's no point in starting a shift, crab it.
I try that with life. Just wake up. Tell yourself what you're lucky to have and then get up. And I always like a day like today is where I spent most of the day in the house. And I've got lots of things to do and I do them, but I feel like I've not achieved enough. And it gets to me, I'm like, well, I get to the end of the day going, I fucking exploded this day and I can go to sleep happy. And I don't feel that way at all because I had so much to do on my own that the regular mundane stuff I need to do, I'm like, I wanted to achieve more than this in a day. I think I wake up very hungry for what the day brings.
Do you hear your breakfast in mine?
Scrambled egg tomorrow. I've actually started attending these classes now at the gym, it's where you get weights and all that and you do all this mad stuff with them, and it's to really condition your body to be healthier. And I think if I've got a healthier body,
is it CrossFit?
Mind. No CrossFit. It's called Body Pump or something like that. Don't know. You pick up weights and all that and fucking jump about like a fanny. All that stuff. It's like, I could probably give you the same results as CrossFit, but no called CrossFit. It's like, so I think any way which you can better yourself, you should, because I think it's all interconnected. Eat healthy, you feel healthy. You feel healthy, you feel good. You feel good, you get good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, no, look at me.
Be positive affirmations as well. So, look at this movie podcast turning into a wee self-help, isn't it?
Aye, man. Sure folk are loving it.
Well, the numbers are good. The numbers are good. I hope TikTok are enjoying us. This is our first episode on TikTok. It's easier ways of doing this than me having a computer here, another screen here, and a laptop over there. Thanks for that, TikTok. If you just give me a stream key, I could do this much easier and bring up comments from over on TikTok. Folk are watching us over on TikTok, but not commenting. If you're live on TikTok, if you're watching us live, drop us a wee comment so I can bring it up and we'll chat to you guys as well. It's cool to be over there on TikTok until we get banned. If you're looking for us and we're not there, we got banned. we'll have to figure out. There's a new TV series called The Gentleman. Is that related to the film The Gentleman with Big Shuggy Grantos in it?
Yes, and apparently the series is phenomenal. So,
is it actually? So has that got Shuggy in it?
Nah, I don't think so. I think it's Vinny Jones, I think, is in it. And the guy that played the arsehole in the Inbetweeners film, he was in the Maze Runner films as well. Oh, right, yeah, handsome guy. Right, good-looking prick. He's in it as well. But yeah, that's one definitely for getting visited.
Aye. So it's the same. Is it the same characters then?
No idea. I honestly don't know a lot about it. I've just heard that it's very, very good. So if you're watching, if you've seen The Gentleman, let us know.
Tell
nay spoilers, man. Nay spoilers.
See if you had... And by the way, and we're going to do a deep dive on this at some point. Fairly soon, by the way. But I rewatched this again the other night, purely just because I wanted to.
Right.
And I picked up on things that I never picked up on before.
What sort of stuff?
Well, when so I
did you know it sank? Fucking sinks.
I right to the bottom, man. So the part where Rose asks Jack to draw her, like one of his French girls, okay? And then he draws her.
Yeah.
Obviously, it gets recovered you like many, many years later, 100 years later. Do you know why? Did you recall why she got him to draw her?
Why?
The reasoning behind it. Why did she get him to draw her like that?
I don't know. I thought she just like right. pumped.
Well, no, see, this was always lost on me until I really paid attention to it the other day. And I went, oh, so that picture, the reason it remained in that safe for 100 years, right? Don't know how it was still in such good nick. But when I watched it, I was like, oh, she never got him to paint that for her, right? At that point, she'd made up her decision that she was leaving Cal to be with Jack. She'd made that decision. So when she brought Jack in with a note, with his wee sketch pad, and she paid him money to draw her naked, right? It was so that she could put it in the safe. She left a note to Cal saying, now you can have me along with all your other possessions forever. And it was one, so that this is all you've got of me now, is this, enjoy. And two, you know Jack drew this, so you know I've been naked with him. And that's why he's like, ah! So it literally was a taunt. It was a taunt to Cal.
It's like us leaving a note to our missus with a dick pic.
A drawn dick pic. And you know the neighbour's great at drawing, and she's a girl.
She gets the veins just right.
Right? But that was lost on me forever. I always thought that she got him to do that. Like, I never computed that properly.
No,
never,
never
watching that.
Never noticed that. That's
but
cool.
It was basically her fuck you to him. She got Jack to paint that, and she left it with him.
Funnily enough, this is very serendipitous. I've watched that within the last week or two as well.
Deep dive.
It's no one that like that the missus has made me watch. I've been like sitting myself. I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch Titanic. Mate, don't know why. It's a bit of a like you could never admit that when I was growing up that you liked Titanic as a guy. You just couldn't. It was a woman's film. That was a woman's film. No,
I'm the one. Titanic. Play the room on that.
It's 1997, man. I'm not watching that push geese face off. Meanwhile, once face off is done, I'm like, I'm going to watch Titanic. but no, I've got a right soft spot for that film.
Mate.
Sometimes it's hard.
That's exactly 1 hour 40 into the movie. It is no longer flaccid. I thought Titanic was great. And the thing is, I put it on recently because I've got the 4K edition there and I thought, I'm going to check it out in 4K. So this is not a paid advertisement. This is not a... Then I get the 4K version. It's the same as the Blu-ray. I noticed nothing. If anything, I was howling at one part that's so obvious now, and it's the CGI. What that? What was that? What was that all about?
Right at the beginning where they're walking about the deck and all that.
That computer games, man.
It's like they're Vince McMahon in it.
What was that all about? What was that all about?
I don't know. It was so good, man.
Did they forget the needed the fucking filler scenes?
It's like Titanic. Like, Titanic Vice City.
Mate, what was that all about?
Titanic Viceberg.
I had a Viceberg. Mate, what was that all about?
It's just where CGI was for certain things at that time.
Why did they make that in CGI though?
I don't know. I don't know because they had the scale model built.
It's James Cameron, man.
I don't know. I don't think anybody's ever asked him, or if they have, he's not answered it.
Like, you can spend a budget to go down to see the Titanic, but you can't film a few boats walking on the.
Jimmy Campbell, folks. Jimmy Campbell. That's my new name for James Cameron. They're like, Jimmy Campbell. We've got Shuggy Grantos and Jimmy Campbell. We need to get them together.
Mate, I just don't get it. I don't get it. So we'll need to do a big old deep dive for that film. I think it remains to be one of the greatest films ever made for many reasons.
It's got nice wee funny moments in that as well.
For sure. Jenny, so I hope you're feeling better soon. Make sure you rest up. Don't want you dying on us now.
Well, that was nice.
Don't go dying on me now.
Don't you go dying on me. I got the reference.
I'm just kidding, Janice. I hope you're
I got robbed by a sweet old lady on a motorized cart. I didn't see it coming.
So where it drops down.
Yeah, that's the same bit. It's like my parakeet Petey. He's dead. Oh man, I'm sorry. What happened? His head fell off. he was pretty old. We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pants heads are falling off.
Heads are falling off. All right, we need to get that sorted. A wee deep dive on the go.
Talking about a little place called Aspen. I don't know, Lloyd. The French are assholes.
It's all in Italian. Janice, good. I hope it's nothing serious. Rest up. Put your favourite podcast on. just relax. I'm sure one day J-Mac will be doing a wee, what do you call them, an ASMR, where they tap the microphone and do all that stupid stuff to make you feel good.
I can't stand this. The creepy fuckers have started showing up again on TikTok as well.
I know.
Let's just do it for a laugh, right? Let's see if the hairs stand up in the back of your neck, right? Well, it has given me the fucking fear.
Right, Janice, you're fixed. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's just gross.
Look, you've made her laugh. You've made her laugh.
It's just gross, man. I don't understand the appeal of that. And it's stupid. It's like sitting in front of a fucking microphone and they'll just get like a juice can. They're like,
is that nice? Do that again. Do that again.
No. Yeah. No, I'm not doing it because you're going to come. Back for more, I mean.
Like, sometimes they come back. I think we should all check out. Sometimes they come back again. Sometimes they come back for more.
Do you want to reach out to that wee guy, by the way?
What else have I seen him in?
Mr. Nanny?
No. All the things that he's credited for, I was like, yeah, I've seen him in those things. But I've seen him in something that he's not credited for.
I don't know. I only ever recognise him as a kid. Like, if I seen him, like, his IMDb profile pic that's on there now, if I seen him in a film, I probably wouldn't recognise him. I recognise him for the kids' films in the 90s that I saw him in.
Yeah. That's fair dues, eh? Fair dues. What other films are you looking forward to seeing, J-Mac, before we wrap up this here unscheduled podcast?
Don't know. It feels like a bit of Beetlejuice 2.
That should be good. Jenna Ortega, how are you feeling about that? Is Winona Ryder schedule? Is she confirmed to be in that?
I'm not sure. I did see Michael Keaton interviewed recently about it, and he's seen the rough cut of it, and he says it's awesome.
Is it not called Beetlejuice?
It's either Beetlejuice 2 or Beetlejuice. I don't know.
I think Beetlejuice makes more sense.
I don't know if the final decision's been made on that yet. But you've got Tim Burton behind it, who is
one owner riders in.
Right. They're not going to do it if it's no good. Surely.
And Keaton.
Aye. He was saying that like he's only seen the first Beetlejuice maybe once or twice. He said he had to watch it again to find the character again. And he was like, I forgot how much fun it was.
Catherine O'Hara's in it. Fucking yes.
Oh, man. See, like, never thought this way about her when I was growing up, but watching her now, she was actually hot in those films. She was actually a really attractive woman. See, as Kevin's mum. Boom. Damn. And she was only like, she's only at your age when she did Home Alone.
That's mental, eh?
I know, but it's because Americans always look so much older. I mean, like, I don't mean that in a bad way, but like Americans when they're young, especially teenagers, like you look at some teenagers in America and they look like
ancient,
old enough to have teenagers.
Aye.
I don't know why. I don't know what it is. Nuclear testing. I don't know. Something's going on. No offense, Janice. You know I've never mean it.
It'll be in the food.
This is what Janice says. I am 35.
Probably is. Tim Burton. He'll not let it go. Pish. Willem Dafoe. Yeah.
They get that in a t-shirt.
What?
Tim Burton. He'll not let it go. Pish. Just rolls off the tongue, that, doesn't it?
He'll not let it go. Pish. Janice says Beetlejuice back for more. I think that's a shite title.
I think Janice just made it up, man.
All right. No offense, Janice. But I wouldn't want it to be called that. That could be any film. The Terminator, back for more. Robocop 2, back for more, right? I just don't think it has government.
Robert Cop 2, the furniture of law enforcement.
Hearing good things about the new Alien movie. Oh, there's a new Alien movie.
I heard good things about fucking Prometheus when that was coming out. No, it was terrible. And it was Ridley Scott as well. I don't think I even finished Covenant. But, I don't know, just need to wait and see, won't we? Just need to wait and see.
Catherine O'Hara, I'm so glad she's in it.
Yeah, aye. And Winona Ryder, bring her back, man. She was a good actress. Shame about the shoplifting, like, but...
Was she a shoplifter? Well, I don't know anything about this.
Oh, she got done for shoplifting. I think it was like an attention-seeking thing. Like, she went through a bit of a Britney Spears-y, breakdown-y sort of thing. But, I mean, Stranger Things brought her back into the fold, so...
And she plays, like, the mum, the caring mum.
Yeah.
I think she's brilliant. I've always thought she was amazing.
She's a good character in that. Good, strong, good, strong female role model.
Edward Scissorhands, she was that was the film when she stopped being weird and she was like in my younger days when I was a kid.
It's like she was the only normal thing in it, which is
strange for Winona Ryder, right?
Do you know what film with her in it I'm going to watch? It was her and the one and only Christian Slater, Heathers. I've never seen Heathers. It's supposed to be a good one. I'm a big fan of Christian Slater, man. I don't think he does enough. I don't think he gets enough credit either. I think that guy was a good actor. He had a great look, really good looking guy. He had a great voice, great screen presence. Give him more stuff. More stuff.
Shannon Doherty is in that Heathers. She's bald as fuck, isn't she?
Is she?
Aye.
Didn't know that.
She is. Wee shame.
What's happening? Is it cancer or is it alopecia or something?
No, she She just chose to shave her. He'd fucking.
Oh, right. So she's just a fanny. Right. Okay.
No,
right,
not, no, no, it's cancer.
I thought you meant you just said she just chose it.
I was being sarcastic.
All right. So you're the dick. That's fine. I'll take that.
No, you're like, oh, she's a fucking fanny then. Of course.
Cheers, cheers for that. There's the number 10, Kev.
She's fucking fanny. Shaving her head. Didn't have a choice, J-Mac. thing is, I hope she gets better. I hope she's getting better, because it's a wee shame. She was in Charm, though, wasn't she?
Right, yeah.
She was. She played B Pro. So I hope she's hope she gets better. Roadhouse looks all right with Jake Gyllenhaal.
It does. I'm just not sure about having Conor McGregor acting.
It's only a matter of time before he ends up in WWE.
But it's like how much is he actually in the film, though? That's what I'm wondering, if he's like the main villain or if he's just like an Ivan Drago sort of thing, where he's not actually in it that much. Mm-hmm. He's just there to move it along, or if he's going to be like getting a lot of screen time, because it's an interesting choice to choose Conor McGregor. I like Jake Gyllenhaal. I didn't used to. He grew on me. I think it was probably, was it Donnie Darko? No, I think I still found him annoying in Donnie Darko.
Would it be Nightcrawler? Great film. Have you seen that?
It was before that. What was it? It might have been Brokeback Mountain, actually.
Phenomenal film, by the way. Mm. Matthew Moon says, I actually watched the old Roadhouse the other day. Music is straight out of Die Hard.
the old Roadhouse, man. It's so good. I love Sam Elliott as well. Put Sam Elliott in everything.
Terry Funk, God rest his soul, he was in that.
Roadhouse. I think I can picture him in it.
He's the main bad guy.
No, the main bad guy.
Aye, the guy he fights with.
I thought the main guy was... The main bad guy was like quite a good looking chap. Terry Funk, he might be a lot of things, but he definitely was never good looking.
Back then he was a wee bit better looking than he is now. Well, definitely than he is now. he played... Why is he... Terry Funk played Morgan. The guy that he always wants to fight.
He's not the big villain in it, though. He's just a fanny at the bar.
Fair dues.
But anyway, Roadhouse looks all right. I think it looks like it's going straight to Prime, which is awesome. Means
that... Is it? No, for the cinema industry, it's no.
It doesn't matter, though. That's shutting on Monday anyway, isn't it?
All over, telling you. In 5 years' time, it's going to be interesting to see what a cinema is, what it'll look like. And, you know, it's no really just the fault of the films. It's the distributors. Want me to give you a bit of an insider here, right?
Are you allowed?
I don't give a fuck if I'm allowed or no. Right? I contacted a distributor recently and was like, hi, can I have terms on said title? Could I please have the sales sheet? A sales sheet is essentially the title, everything about it, what they expect to make on it, what percentage they're happy to do, blah, blah, blah. It's where I go, okay, this is how I look at this information and I will start my negotiation on trying to get this film in based on their terms that they want us to meet. Usually there's wiggle room. I send it and I get a fucking arsey email back. We don't do sales sheets. Bear in mind, every distributor does, right?
Yeah.
All the big ones do, right? We don't do sales sheets. We like to interact with every individual cinema because we believe not one size fits all. So it's more of a discussion. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, what are your terms? We're looking for all shows. Okay, well, we're independent and we could really do with just doing half shows on the day, and I'll play these titles on all the most, like, If it's going to be a older film, I'll play it on the time where more older people come. And I'll also guarantee you 2 weeks. Yeah, I'll just like to stick to what I said to begin with. So do a fucking sales sheet then, you fucking pompous prick.
What
do
was the film?
Fucking sales. I can't tell you because then it might get worked out and I might get in trouble.
Can you text it to me then now?
I'll text it to you after the show because if I come off my phone, TikTok goes. In fact, I'll tell you after the show. I'll tell you after the show. Bye. Wank.
Weinstein. All right.
Honestly,
so told you so. No, you fucking didn't.
Sigh. I just think a lot of it's to do with the industry as well. The distributors want to make a lot of money on a shitty product, and if the distributors are making all the money on it, we're not. And then if we fold, they fucking fold.
Bye bye.
That was straight away Worms.
Bye bye. Kamikaze.
Exactly. Exactly. Matthew Mann says here, I actually watched the old Roadhouse the other day. Music straight out of Die Hard.
I said that a wee while ago, mate. Remember?
Did I? Oh, fuck's sake. So, I'm looking forward to the next couple of bits. So, coming up in our next couple of weeks, we do have, hopefully, the Julian Assange documentary interview, because I'm just waiting on that fella getting back to me. And hopefully next week or the week after, we'll have what was supposed to be tonight's episode with Dr. Christopher Macklin. So please, please follow us and stay with us for that time so we can bring you that cool content. I have had conversations with some other cool folks, so there are some cool episodes coming. And we'll announce that as soon as the tick is done and it's confirmed and in the book.
You actually had somebody reach out to you, didn't you?
Who?
I'm not telling you, I'll tell you off here.
Oh, aye. Somebody for the Lost Boys.
Aye.
We got another friend from the Lost Boys wanting to come on. Just waiting on him responding to me again.
Thou shall not reply.
pretty much. So as soon as we get that, that'll be cool to bring these guys to you. But if anybody wants us to go on their show, it was a bit weird seeing us on Jack Logan's episode the other night. I was like, oh, there's us. Quite class. I'd like to jump on other people's podcasts as well. So if anybody's listening and has a podcast and wants to come on, fucking give us a shout. We're never on anybody else's podcast, eh? They're always coming on ours.
Well, I think, did we not do Brewgooders? Was that not us on his podcast?
When did we do that?
Way back when. And we did Fees. We did Fee and Abbey's.
Forever ago, mate.
But I'm just saying it has been done.
Well, it's not been done. It's just not been done forever. So aye, get us a shout. We'll fucking come on the show.
So Jordan, I know you're right, but I can't admit it, so I'll just say
mind that time. Mind that time before the episode with Luke Mitchell. They were like, here, you want to join in this big podcast? And I was like, IJ will be there. And I went, oh, hi. You're like, making yourself at home on their podcast and then you stole the show.
Did he steal the show?
You did. You were like, because we do this so much and we've been doing it for so long and we don't realise how good we are until we go on other people's show, right? And that's not like us being big-headed.
Good way to getting us on the other folks' shows.
No, but it's true. We don't realise actually like how well we do it until we join other people's episodes. And by the way, the next one we go on may be much better than ours, and cool, good on them. But we've put so much into this that you can tell who the podcasters are when you go on other people's shows.
We managed to do an hour and 10 minutes tonight with 3 minutes prep.
I know. I wouldn't even call it prep. And
it wasn't prep, it was just us going, what the fuck are we going to do?
I mean, what we have done is entertain, I think. There's people here still with us. And thank you for joining us tonight on this out-of-the-air episode. This is a real candid look at what we do and what we chat about. So thank you for joining us tonight. I know that you's all tuned in for UFO Dude, as you've all been calling him. But please tune in. Keep your eyes peeled on what we're doing next. He will be on the show. J-Mac,
sorry, mate. I was yawning there. I've got a wee cold working on me. I hate having a cold. And I feel like whenever you just get rid of one, you feel another one just targeting the back of your fucking sinuses.
For real.
I'm going to go and take some vitamins and go to bed.
Some vitamins. And by the way, everybody that's tuning in, maybe for the first time tonight, or as always, maybe you tune in every week, check out C. Matthewman Design on Instagram, Facebook, and everywhere. You'll see any of the greatest artwork you see on this show is usually done by him. So make sure you go give him a wee plug, hit the subscribe button, follow what he does, because everything he does is magical. So please do so.
Man, this music sounds like an advert for Viagra. What the fuck is this?
Janice says, love you all. Always a pleasure. Janice, the love is out there. Matthewman says, actually watched the old Roadhouse the other day. Music is straight, I die.
Piss off. The show is over.
It truly is. Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. Again, apologies that the fella wasn't on tonight, that you guys came to check out Dr. Christopher Macklin. But I will be. And tune in next week where we go live. And if it's not him, it'll be something really cool. And thanks again. Share this with your pals. Hit the Gears of Review. All that cool, fun social media stuff. It's been an absolute pleasure. And we'll see you guys next week. Keep have a look on our social media. Every day there will be a clip of an older episode or this episode. We're here to entertain, and that we shall do. So thank you very much. J-Mac, anything in closing?
See you later.
Take it easy, guys. Goodbye.